Good afternoon. I'm Chris Terrell, DailyFantasySportsRankings.com and Rotoballer.com. I'm here with Ty Dillon for the Daytona 500 Media Day. First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to me. So just a couple quick questions first about, when did you start paying attention to racing as a kid? Like, do you remember?
Probably since the day I was born, growing up in racing and growing up in a racing family. It was part of my life since day one. But I didn't really see it as my main focus in my life until I was 13 years old. I played other sports and thought I was going to be a middle linebacker for the Carolina Panthers one day. And about the time I got to 12 or 13, I realized that wasn't going to happen. So that's when I dipped my toe into racing for the first time and took off from there.
Okay, when it comes to, you get through a long race season, 36 races, about 40, 41 weeks, do you like to get away from the track, get away, spend some family time, do stuff like that?
Yeah, I try to, for sure. You definitely have to kind of create a balance in your life, especially racing 36 weeks out of the year and only getting a couple off weekends. And we try to get away when we can, but sometimes it's just nice to be home, especially now that we have our first daughter and time at home seems like it's going to become quite the commodity.
Yes. When you are in the off season, do you tend to watch film of the previous season, different tracks, or is it more of looking back at notes of car setups and stuff?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Both are very important. I think I kind of wait till the week of to watch previous race footage, and you can learn a lot of things by what mistakes you made and the good things that you did to try to improve on next year. But usually starts the week of. I think I kind of started preparing for Daytona about 2 weeks out just because you have so much time in the off season. But usually every week we really kind of do a big case study on the upcoming race.
And that kind of leads me into my next question. When you are in the off season, you are planning, is it more the Daytona 500 or are you looking at multiple tracks ahead?
Off-season planning is definitely a macro view on what you're trying to accomplish as far as winning a championship and where you want to be at the end of the year. So, and closer Daytona gets, it starts getting smaller and smaller focus and starts going week by week. So, I think off-season, the first part and most of the view is on focus on what it takes to make sure your whole program's pushing in the right direction to accomplish your goals. And then once you get into the season, it's more about week to week.
Right. Now, jump into some fantasy questions. That's kind of what I cover. So yeah. I guess my first question would be, do you play fantasy NASCAR and do you play other fantasy sports? And of those other sports, if you do play, which ones are your favorites?
Yeah, I'm huge in fantasy. I've been on SiriusXM Fantasy quite a bit. I love DFS and I play DraftKings and FanDuel quite a bit. And pretty much all sports, I'd say. My best sports so far have been baseball and football. I got a little bit better at basketball this season, but I don't do any NASCAR fantasy. It's not, I don't know if we're allowed to.
Right.
But I think the new NASCAR fantasy game looks fun as a person who's an avid fantasy player. So, I enjoy all the platforms and studying pretty hard.
And then I guess my next question would be kind of lead me into what's your opinion on what fantasy sports, especially fantasy NASCAR for you, what it does for the sport and bringing in possibly new fans?
Yeah, it's huge, especially for our sport. I think we need to take a big dip into this opportunity because fantasy is growing so vastly, and we have a lot of statistics and things that can provide a great fantasy game that can help bring in new eyeballs who are avid fantasy fans, not necessarily NASCAR fans, but if you create a fun game for them to get involved in, they start watching the races and then they become an avid race fan. And I've already met a lot of people in the fantasy world who have done just that. So I think just the fact of having a presence on DraftKings, and I saw they just released a Xfinity Series contest for this upcoming week. I think that's just great. And hopefully NASCAR and FanDuel and DraftKings and all the fantasy sites continue to work together to create more opportunity.
Yeah, it brings, you get to learn the younger drivers as they come up, so it really helps fans pay attention to the sport, for sure.
For sure.
And then kind of from a strategy standpoint, when I make my cheat sheets, when practicing qualifying on a normal race weekend comes on Friday, final practices on Saturday, I kind of discount practice one times just because it seems like a lot of teams really use that time to get their qualifying run, get their qualifying car out there, not really work on race trim, whereas that's kind of what they use the final practices for. And I really weigh those heavily, the last two practices, especially 10-lap averages. Am I kind of on the right track there?
Yeah, I think you definitely are. You definitely want to pay attention to qualifying, because qualifying is where you get all those passing points for when the game starts. But I'd say, you know, the guys who are the best in the final two practices, mainly the final practice and happy hour, are good. Indicator of who's going to be good, and another thing is to pay attention of time of day and temperature on the racetrack at those practices, because that if that matches up to what the race time and temperature is supposed to be, it can be a good indicator too.
Okay, and how big of an advantage do you think the bigger teams who can share information is, you know, when it comes to the practices?
I think it's definitely a help, but now with the technical alliances, a lot of the single car teams like ourselves have that direct information from all the teams, so we're not standalones. I think the standalones do probably struggle more, but the fact that, you know, speaking specifically to my team, we are a technical alliance with RCR, and that means we share information with 31, the 3, the 43, Bubba Wallace, and also the 95, Casey Kane. We're essentially a 5-car team with being able to share information between all of us, so that's very helpful.
Awesome. And just a couple things of the new rules this year. With 5 guys over the pit wall, how do you think that affects the strategy of teams early in the season? Or do you think they're all going to just pretty much be doing the same thing by, say, the 3rd, 4th week of the season?
I think it'll change quite a bit. I think the pit stops will be pretty volatile with 5 people. So we'll just see how it develops and how it goes. And the guns are going to make it interesting. You know, it's a common gun that is built by one company, and hopefully we don't have random failures.
Awesome. My last question is, how big would a Daytona 500 win be for you this Sunday?
It'd be incredible. I've been coming here my whole life, and if I can get in victory lane, it would be everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.